You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In a statement released by the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Jay Johnson is ordering the Homeland Security Advisory Council to review processes and costs related to private immigration detention facilities. Denise Gilman is the director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas Law School. She says that the announcement is very much in line with the national conversation being had about the use of private detention and corrections.
Many of the same concerns that have been identified in the criminal justice context with privatized prisons are very much there in the immigration context as well. The conditions in these facilities are treacherous because the private prison companies who operate them are working on a cost incentive of trying to keep costs low. So that leads to dangerous conditions. Even on a bigger level, the concern is that the private prison companies have the wherewithal to influence detention decisions. So the policy impact of the role of private prison companies has been a real concern as well.
Nearly 70% of all immigration detention facilities are privately run, with Texas being home to about half of all the immigration detention beds in the country. In a nation that spends on average $2.6 billion annually on immigration detention, this could be a big blow for the same private correctional companies who've already taken a hit in the wake of last week's Department of Justice announcement. Isaac Boltansky is an analyst at Compass Point Research and Trading in Washington. He breaks down how much these businesses rely on immigration and customs enforcement contracts.
Ballpark, Correction Corp of America, their ICE contract is about 24% of their revenue in 2015. For GEO Group, about almost 18% of the revenue was with ICE. And so of the federal portion of these contracts, ICE is a significant portion for both of the publicly traded for-profit prisons. I would note, however, that Secretary Johnson's statement doesn't appear to be nearly as harsh as the Department of Justice memo that we saw a few weeks ago.
None of this exactly means a death knell to the companies who run private prisons and immigration detention units, who even without federal contracts would still earn a significant portion of its revenue from state contracts. As for the Department of Homeland Security's review regarding immigration facilities, that report is due no later than November 30th. I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.